Let's get to the final in our series this week on sexting and revenge porn. The World Today can reveal that the federal government plans to legislate before the end of the year for hefty new fines, civil penalties, punishing the acts of taking, sharing, or threatening to share nude images without consent. Work has been underway for more than a year. Drafting is now underway. The fines would come in over the top of a current patchwork of state criminal laws. Angela Lavoie-Pierre has been reporting this special series for you. Here's her final story.
It's been a long process, but the end is finally in sight.
So close, but yet so far. I believe the legislation is being drafted now.
That's the eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant. Her agency will administer the civil penalty scheme, which is being drafted now and is expected to hit Parliament before the end of the sitting year.
So a civil penalties regime would give our office more powers to issue takedown orders and the like, and could again help take some of the sting out of the victim to prosecute these expensive cases and to get them the relief that they're looking for.
The most comprehensive research to date suggests one in five Australians have experienced image-based abuse in some form. That's the taking, sharing, or threat to share sexualized images of a person without their consent. One of the authors of that research is Associate Professor Nicola Henry from RMIT.
That will give victims another recourse to hopefully have those images removed, and also imposing penalties on perpetrators.
Civil penalties would include injunctions and enforceable undertakings. Those measures are aimed at speeding up the process for taking images down. It's not clear yet how much the fines will be, but civil penalties amounts are often greater than criminal penalty amounts. Right now, the existing Commonwealth liability is $32,000. At the moment, there's a messy patchwork of criminal law covering revenge porn around the country.
The jurisdictions that currently have specific offences in place include South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, and the ACT. In those jurisdictions that don't have specific criminal offences in place to tackle image-based abuse, they may rely on other offences that they've got. So, for instance, it might be stalking. But unfortunately, the problem with stalking is it often requires a course of behaviour, so that, you know, it has to be kind of harassment over a period of time.
Victoria's revenge porn laws were introduced in 2015, but so far there have only been 209 arrests and summons. Senior Sergeant Brett Meadows is a detective at Victoria Police who investigates cases of revenge porn. He admits the rate of reporting is on the low side.
I would expect that there would be more of it happening out in society, but just people don't come forward, and that's the problem that we've got. We need them to come forward so we can try and put a stop to it.
There are many reasons for that, chief among them the embarrassment victims feel in coming forward. Karen Bentley is the interim national director of WESNET, the peak body for women's domestic and family violence services in Australia. She says victim shaming is still a big problem, even in the police force.
Women's experience is either minimisation, so it's all in your head, it's a bit of a joke, don't worry about it, there's no harm done. We know that women are often told, well, if you don't want to be abused online, get off technology.
Senior Sergeant Brett Meadows denies that's a problem that still exists in Victoria Police.
The way we do this now, I think our frontline members are trained continuously in a number of areas, and this is one that we're spending a lot more time on to make sure that they do understand exactly what they need to do if someone comes forward, to treat them with respect and dignity, to give them the space to actually tell their story in private.
Alex Davis is a solicitor at New South Wales Legal Aid. She's at the front line of helping women who've been victims of image-based abuse, usually from an abusive partner. She says the response from police in New South Wales, at least, is improving.
We have had matters where we've had to do some advocacy with the police when matters maybe could have been dealt with better, to advocate for some response. And we've had some really good outcomes with that. So we've had matters where the police have re-interviewed people, looked into it, taken it on, laid charges.
Experts believe that where laws do exist, they're underutilised. There's hope that a civil penalties scheme may be a partial remedy to that. Dr. Nicola Henry from RMIT welcomes the change, but says a federal criminal law, something the opposition has also called for, would be ideal.
I personally would prefer to see the federal government taking charge on this issue and introducing a specific criminal offence. But, I mean, that's not happening. We did have a private members bill that's unfortunately expired. I mean, we may be waiting a long time for that to happen. So I think the other jurisdictions should nonetheless go ahead and create some new laws around these behaviours.
Dr. Nicola Henry from RMIT. Angela Lavoie-Pierre, our reporter. And if you want to hear Ange's series or share those stories, you can find them at our website. Just search for ABC The World Today.